Let's get this show on the road.
Whoa!
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Leader Podcast.
Cheers.
Good morning, everyone. Good to see you in my nice red Yeti cup.
We changed the set because we never change clothes. So I wanted to...
It's because we live here. We have one set of clothes. We live here 24/7.
Yeah, I wanted to give the illusion that we actually didn't just...
didn't film them all a whole year at once.
52 in one shot. That'd be a lot.
Be awesome.
Kaylin is off camera right now. Kaylin, pop your head in. Just wave to the people.
Yay for Kaylin, because we don't have air conditioning.
She's
right
our
now.
Air conditioning right now.
She's standing off to the side with a big
We're
going to
turn on a fan and you
hope
know.
The mics don't catch it.
That's it.
Actually,
That's
we don't
it.
Care because we're hot. Hey, let's do
There's
some...
one behind that couch, Kaylin.
What one as in an outlet, not
a,
one as
a
in...
A singular outlet.
Yeah, in this whole room.
Well, there's more, but you know, they're all...
they're all taken up.
They're all a little hidden right now.
Yeah,
so.
For real. How about leader shout-outs?
Let's do it. Well, it's the, like, you guys don't know, but every time we do the first of four filming, so that's where we are, we shout-out new people.
Yeah, so and we got a truckload.
They're just
all
hanging out here
are
on
gonna
screen.
Are we going to give them something besides the thing?
If you want to. You can decide. You're the boss. I'm not spending your money.
We better stay in budget then.
I tried to give away summer camp the other day, and he's like, you're not allowed to do that.
Well, summer camp is like $5,000. Like, let's give away 10 bucks or something. I can get behind it. Hey, we just want to say welcome to Velvet Potter.
Yep.
Marissa Olivares.
Yep.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I hope she doesn't go back and listen to that episode where you don't know who she was.
Right. Justin, she knew because I was like, have we met before? And she's like, I'm Ruben's mom. Yeah. I was like, Justin Winstead.
Also, I hope he doesn't go back and listen to the episode where I flame him for not taking his wife on vacation.
Too late. He's already listened to every single one. You know that. That guy's super organized.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And then Westrow. Oh, did you hear that door slam? That was our
probably.
Air conditioner
I don't
leaving.
I don't have ears in right now. So.
And Westrow. Welcome to the team, you guys.
Westrow came and played basketball with us on like a Thursday morning.
During the staff thing?
Yeah, he's my guy now.
That's super fun.
Yeah.
He's your ringer.
Oh, he's good too. He played bad that day. to his own admission, but okay, I know, enough. Wes, I know you got more in there, so excited for your redemption journey.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway, welcome to the team, you guys. Your cups are going to be in the leader lounge for you to pick up at your convenience.
Yeah, next time you're here, probably.
Yeah. And full of good candy.
Yeah.
Apparently, our candy's been in that closet a while, like the closet where we store all this stuff.
Yeah.
And Kaylee pulled it out. She's like, I don't think we can give this to people anymore. That was a fun time.
Yeah. Oh, so much fun. So much fun. Do we want to give something above? We're not. We're keeping it in
budget.
Yeah,
we're keeping it in budget.
This is already budget. Expensive from last year's budget. Yeah. You guys have no idea. Well, all right. Well, so that's our shout outs today to
okay,
all the new
great.
People.
So, yeah. Love it. Welcome. Let's talk about,
let's.
In this series, let's just talk about what happens in your group.
Yeah.
Let's talk about classroom management.
Yeah.
To coin a educational phrase.
Yeah. Or connect group management.
Yes. Connect group management.
Today I'm just titling it discipline.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because who doesn't need a little bit of that?
No. Like, everyone does.
Yeah. For sure. And it seems like you need more of it the younger they are.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we thought we might take 5 minutes to just go over our handbook policy.
Ooh, I love it.
Speaking of our handbook, if you have not yet signed off on that, bing, here's a QR code. Please make sure you scan that so that you can sign off on the handbook that you read it.
Or if you're watching this on your phone like a normal person and you don't have your phone handy to scan said QR code that's on the screen, the link will be down in the description as well.
Also, that's
to
what
where
I said.
The QR code will take you.
Listen,
so I'm just giving you a myriad of options. Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Myriad. Yeah. I like it. All right. Hey.
I've been impressing you with my vocabulary.
You have been. Yesterday, I don't remember what
perseverate.
Word.
Perseverate.
Perseverate. I was like, that's not a word.
Oh, it
that's
is.
That's like something from Harry Potter. That's a spell.
Ooh, it could be.
All right. What do you do when your room's out of control? We actually have like a written directive for how we want you to handle problems in the room, because you never know what's going to pop up with some of our students. And sometimes they're a little mismanaged and sometimes they're wildly out of control. So know this, that the first time a kid's like on your last nerve or getting in trouble, we want that to be a private conversation. Mm. We don't want to call kids out up at the front. So when your group is over, just pull that kid to the side, have a private convo. Nick, I love you, bro. I'm so glad you're here. Sometimes you can present a little challenge in the group. And I'm wondering if you can help me with that by fill in the blank.
I feel like I'm in a real moment right now.
So you can help me by taking attendance. You can help me by filling in questions. You could help me by not raising your hand all the time. Don't say that. But giving that kid a job and having a private conversation with them lets them know that you're honoring them in a sense. And also it's giving them a purpose in the group, which sometimes can, idle hands are the devil's workshop. So sometimes giving them a purpose, a job to do, helps keep them on task. Now, what happens if that doesn't work, Nick?
Well, then they're sent home. Call their parents. We send them to Compass.
Nuclear
bomb. It's your problem now.
The nuclear option.
No, I mean, I think probably roping one of us. If you haven't already, you know, we can play bully ball a little. Yeah.
You haven't read the handbook, have you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well,
all right.
I have.
So it's 3 points, right? If a kid is continuing to misbehave over and over and over and over again, it's okay to give them a public call out, right? Like, Nick, settle down, bro. We got work to do here. And if that doesn't work, move them. Make them come and sit right by you. Or split up the posse, if there are multiple kids that are like feeding off each other. And then if that doesn't work, then send them to one of us, right?
Call. So this is all for you, in what you're describing, this is all in one setting.
This is all in one setting.
One time.
Yeah, one time.
Not three strikes you're out over the course of a semester.
Yeah. Also, I don't believe in strikes per se. I would want to avoid that conversation. But all in one setting. Or if a kid continues to have this issue and you've followed this process two or three times over the last 6 weeks, you got to give us a high five. Because the truth, not a high five, a high sign, a high sign. Because the truth is,
we'll
we
give
don't-
you a high five. Thank you for dealing with it.
Yeah, appreciate you serving.
With.
Appreciate you dealing with it.
Fist bump.
But we don't know everything that's going on in every room. So if you don't let us know that you're struggling with a student, we are unable to help you with that. So
yeah, and don't be afraid to do that, because I did one time have a leader who was struggling, and there's a leadership lesson in here for her, but she didn't say anything to me. She's like, oh, I was really hoping you would know this or do this. And I'm like, I would love to. You just got to tell me.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, want to
she was trying to Aquaman communicate, right?
Kind of.
Your brain. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was just hoping it would end up the way she wanted.
That it, right.
Life doesn't work that way.
No, anywhere on the planet.
Yeah.
Not with your spouse, not with the person who's checking out your stuff at Walmart. That doesn't work anywhere.
So
let us know. We don't want you to struggle if you're having classroom issues. We also want you to be patient. Sometimes a kid talking off script or kind of out of their butt is normal, and you want to let that flow a little bit because you want that kid to feel like your group's a safe spot to express all the things. But when that kid starts sucking the attention on the regular or acting up or not responding to you as the person who's leading the room, that's when it's becoming a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, love great. It. Do we ever, three strikes and kick them out? Or not strikes, but do they ever get to a spot where we remove them in a more permanent fashion than just the day of?
You're asking a good question. I would have to perseverate on that.
Haven't read that part of the handbook.
I will tell you this, in the history of my years in student ministry, there have been occasions where
Very limited.
Minor.
Very minute amount
of days. So small. There have been a few times where I've had to say to a student, hey, we love you, but you're not safe.
You need to take a break.
Yeah, you're not a safe person right now. And so here's what we're going to ask you to do. And usually that's with a path forward. It's not just a, hey, bro, you can't come back for 3 months.
Yeah.
It's a, hey, we're going to ask you to sit out for 3 months. And here are the things that we want you to do to show us that you're ready to come back when it's time to come back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Story time.
Story time.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You know, FSO.
Standing for seniors only for those of you who are not in that stage of life yet.
Yeah. FSO kicked off a few weeks ago. And, you know, FSO kind of spends every Sunday night talking about a spiritual component of your next steps and also like a tangible component of your next steps. So how to fold a fitted sheet, which nobody knows how to do.
And I've been to the night where they teach that in previous years, and people don't leave knowing
what to
do.
I'm pretty sure that Kristen Wheeler just wadded it up and threw it over in the corner of her living room.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a night where they teach you how to kind of change your oil and what to do if you get a flat tire, and a night where they talk about
how to cook eggs
and all kinds of just minor things.
I don't know if they do this on purpose, but, like, you know, as a staff, we go. Like, I go, like, the first week of the month, and you go the second week or whatever, something like that. It's some sort of rotation.
Yeah, on a rotation, yeah.
And I don't know if Kristen sets it up this way, Kristen, Steven, Tim, Kara, any of them, but it feels as though week one, which is my week, is laundry week, because I have been there for so many laundry lessons.
Well, you should know what you're doing now. I hope you're doing all the laundry.
Well, and
house.
It's funny, because one week they're like, how to separate colors. And I just throw them all in on cold.
Yeah, me too.
Like
nobody separates colors. Who is this? Your grandma's laundry room? That's crazy.
Yeah. But then it's funny because there was a right answer. Yeah. And several of the kids and me were like, no, like you don't need to do this. Lead the revolt. So anyway, what happened this last week?
Well, let's just show them.
Let's show them.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this counts as something you need to know before you go to college, but here it is.
Here you go. I've just begun.
There's that.
That definitely warrants a crash landing.
Crash land. Love you guys.
Bye.